relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Trans person in your life and ask them what is one thing that you can do to lighten their load this week. Whether that be grocery shopping, folding laundry, doing dishes. Ask the trans people in your life if there's a task or something that you can offer them to help with the burden that we're carrying, because we're having to deal with all of this stuff right now while having to deal with all of the life stuff that we regularly deal with. And the regular life stuff that we deal with is life stuff, and then there's transphobia and living as a trans person in the world, and then there's what's going on right now, which is all of that combined. And then send that trans person $5 so they can get themselves a treat.
Sounds like the trans cult James Lindsay has so eloquently charted for us is struggling. They want us to do their laundry now and then send them $5 for a frappe. I'm not sure you can get one at Starbucks for $5. Seriously, we have to take the threat very, very seriously. Why? Because it's about our children and it's about the mutilation of healthy children. What a day. We're doing three one-on-ones back-to-back. We just had Professor Lindsay. The third hour will be with the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Liz Truss. Never, ever miss our deep dive interviews with the true experts and the real newsmakers. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Let's go from the theoretical, the philosophical, and the historic to the professional and the scientific with perhaps, I think it's fair to say this, the bravest doctor in her field when it comes to the mutilation of our children, and a lady who's prepared to tell the truth about it. She's the author of this fantastic work. I have my dedicated copy in my hand, Lost in Transnation. Very, very clever title. A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of Madness, and we are honored to have her in studio, the one and only Dr. Miriam Grossman. Dr. Grossman, welcome to America First.
I'm thrilled to be here, finally. Thanks for having me.
So I think we like saw each other from a distance in one of the congressional hearing caverns. You were actually testifying. I snuck in before the show to catch a little bit of your testimony, but this is the first time we actually get to talk in person in studio. It's far too easy. I must admonish myself, far too easy to make fun. We find these videos that libs of TikTok and others have posted of just risible individuals, the blue-haired lunatics who are talking about the cisgender oppression. But I want this next hour to be about the serious aspects of all of this that is a cult and that is hurting our children. Let's have an update. Where are we at right now since we last spoke, since you last testified in Congress? Is there an awakening across America? Is something good happening with regards to this phenomena? Can you give us some good news to start off the hour?
You know, Dr. Gorka, I was going to give you good news even if you hadn't prompted me like you have, because there is good news. And the good news is that we are winning and the tide is changing. It seems like almost every day, I mean, at least a few times a week, there is positive news either from Europe or from within this country of, for example, just a few days ago, the Cass report came out. Hilary Cass, a pediatrician, a very prominent pediatrician in the United Kingdom, was charged with reporting, investigating, and reporting on what was going on at their large gender clinic, the Tavistock Gender Identity Service,
which was shut down
in London, which was shut down because of the dangerous practices that were going on there and putting young kids directly on the path toward medicalization without sufficient mental health evaluation. And the CAS report came out a few days ago after 4 years of research and analyzing the data. It's almost 400 pages long, but Dr. Gorka, I will save you the trouble of reading it.
Please.
It said that so-called gender-affirming care has no evidence of benefit. And from now on, in England, there will be no puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or surgeries for minors.
Yeah,
from now on.
This is amazing news out of the UK that for at least minors are protected. What adults do is another issue. Let me jump in at that juncture. We can talk about other good news in a moment. The fact that that had to be stated, that there's no medical evidence that it helps, which is the argument that psychologically it helps, it makes people happy.
Life-saving. So,
life-saving, because if you don't do this, your child will commit suicide, this emotional blackmail that is done with the parents. If there's confirmation that there's no evidence, as a scientist yourself, as a medical practitioner, I still can't understand how in one field of science the decision was born to do this. Because if there aren't trials, if there aren't blind tests, if there aren't placebo tests as well, you don't do a new treatment, quote unquote, if there's no demonstrable positive change in the patient. So how in this one area of child psychiatric health was there, what, a decision to suddenly use castrating Lupron drugs on children, and people said, well, we're not going to do any tests, so let's just do it?
Okay, because gender medicine does not follow the rules of medicine. I mean, we have a history in my profession, in the medical profession, of doing harm. It has happened more than once.
Yes.
And for that reason, we have certain rules. For example, we need good evidence. We need the preponderance of the evidence, especially on children, and especially on physically healthy children. They have nothing wrong with them biologically, physically. They have an emotional issue. But in gender medicine, all these rules have been bypassed.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Now, is it, can one map how that occurred? Was it medical associations, activists inside medical associations? Was it rogue doctors saying, I'm going to do this, and nobody stopped them? What was the transmission belt for these bad ideas?
Well, I go into that quite a bit in the book. But basically, yeah, there was a transmission belt, and it was activists who, feel very strongly about their agenda. And they kind of steamroll their agenda through the associations by taking control of the committees or the work groups that are charged with making decisions on these issues.
Like those responsible for the diagnostic manual.
Correct. The DSM, that's right. About 10 years ago, the American Psychiatric Association, a small group of a committee within the APA, decided to get rid of the name gender identity disorder.
Yes.
And call it gender dysphoria, because they were stating that the disembodiment, the unhappiness with one's body, is not a disorder.
Yeah.
That was the decision made at that time. So yes, it is activism within medicine, and people have to understand that there, especially in gender medicine, there is incredibly aggressive politics and activism, which is affecting every family in this country, or has the potential of affecting every family in this country, because if it's not your own child who comes home with this bombshell announcement that I'm not your daughter, I'm your son, I'm not your son, I'm your daughter, then maybe it's your niece or your nephew, yeah, right, or your neighbor or someone else.
You are a child psychiatrist, and you have Jordan Peterson writing the foreword to your book, Lost in Translation. I want to echo what he said and want you to verify it for me. There's no other mental disorder. There's no psychiatric ailment that we affirm. If somebody comes in, if I came in and said, I'm Napoleon, or I think I'm a dog, there's no condition where the psychiatrist says, yes, you are Napoleon, and here's a funny, you know, tricorn hat to wear.
So what you're asking me is, how do we deal with delusions?
Yes.
In psychiatry?
Right.
And I agree with you that people who sincerely believe that they are born in the wrong body and that they are the opposite sex do have a delusion. Now, these people need a lot of help, and they need compassionate help.
Yes, but they don't need affirmation in the delusion.
That is correct.
That doesn't help anybody.
That is correct.
If you're bulimic, if you're anorexic, you don't say, yes, you are fat, you should vomit more.
And what's interesting is that in this CAS review that I just, the CAS report that just came out, they actually not only said that the medicalization, the hormones and the surgeries were harmful and not a benefit, they said the social transitioning, the names and the pronouns are not found to be helpful either. In fact, they are found often to be harmful.
We're talking to the author of the essential book, Lost in Translation, A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of the Madness. It is, of course, Dr. Miriam Grossman. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep up to date on all the breaking news. Make sure you're following me on social media. I'm everywhere except the fascistic YouTube channel. Put Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka onto the various platforms. And don't forget, you can watch us if you download the Salem News Channel app. And all my original writings and direct access to me can be found at my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name, SebastianGorka.substack.com.
Does your child's choice of clothing make you uncomfortable? Does your non-binary child want to wear one type of clothing one day and the next type of clothing the other day? And by type, I mean stereotypically male or female. If this makes you uncomfortable, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to a store. You can even buy it online. Buy something returnable that is what you would consider opposite gender to how you experience life. Buy it, receive it, try it on. Do this in private if you want. This is a very intimate, vulnerable experience. And stay with the vulnerability. How does it feel for you to be wearing that dress or skirt or chinos or suit jacket or vest or button down, whatever the article of clothing is, right? No judgment.
I wonder why libs of TikTok is so hated by the left. All she does is repost what the lunatics put on social media. That's a parent encouraging other parents to cross-dress their children, which used to be something British politicians did in private. Now they're doing it with children. And I think it leads to abuse and eventually to mutilation. The woman who tells the truth about it from the medical perspective of somebody who believes in protecting the children is our in-studio guest, Dr. Miriam Grossman. The book is Lost in Translation. Protect yourself, your children, and your grandchildren today. Forward by the wonderful Dr. Jordan Peterson. If you enjoy the show and if 3 hours simply isn't enough for you, join us for our Alaska Patriots cruise. 370 of you already have. I think we're down to 6 cabins left. I've never been to Alaska. I've never been on a cruise. It's a beautiful five-star liner, the Eurodame. Find out for yourself. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com. It's June 29th to July 6th. Book your cabin today. But don't delay, especially I'm talking to you who missed our trip to the Holy Land with our listeners a year ago. That was fantastic. This will be too. SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Dr. Grossman, in addition to the cast report, which you have read for us, but I will check out as well, we have the WPATH files that were leaked recently, in which you have doctors. So the one of the key selling points for the transgender socialization, then the hormones, and then eventually the surgery is you want to do this for your child. Otherwise, they might commit suicide. This incredibly cynical emotional blackmail. In the WPATH files, we have doctors ridiculing the parents, making fun of the parents, saying, oh, these idiots don't understand medicine and we can do whatever we want. How does that happen in the profession? When did ideology inject itself? Do we have to go back to Kinsey and to money? Or is this in, because you're inside there, you're fighting inside the system. Is it a more recent phenomena?
Well, it's certainly gotten worse. You're talking about a certain arrogance.
Yes.
Of medical and mental health professionals saying that they know the child better than the parents.
Right.
And this is an arrogance that is dangerous. And it takes place, for example, when parents of adolescents are in the doctor's office and the pediatrician asks the parent to leave.
Yeah.
So that they can have a few minutes with the child, with the adolescent, speaking about sexuality and gender. Now, I tell parents that they have to carefully vet their pediatrician. And otherwise, they should not leave the child alone with the doctor, because the doctor has been instructed, you see, by the professional organizations to say to the child things like, are you having sex with boys, girls, or both? What do you feel like you are inside? Do you feel like a girl inside? Do you feel like a boy inside? So they are leading them on with these questions and introducing ideas that the child may never have thought of before, which you don't want.
Yeah.
We want to protect our children's innocence. We don't want them coming into a doctor's office or a guidance counselor's or principal's office at school and hearing ideas that they've never heard of before. In fact, I just read a very powerful essay by a parent who, there's a Substack, Dr. Gorka, called PIT, Parents with Inconvenient Truths About Trans. Incredible, incredible Substack that everyone should be reading. So the one that came out today is an essay by a woman who describes how her adolescent son was introduced to the idea of transgenderism by a teacher at school, was pulled into it, went on to take estrogen, was estranged from his family because his family, his parents would not agree to it, would not use the new pronouns and the new names. He was on estrogen. He became more and more depressed. He came home. He decided he wasn't a girl. He seemed to be fine. He committed suicide. Now, the schools have to be held responsible. And what I'm asking is, how bad does it have to get for our Congress to investigate this and to have congressional hearings and put those people, those organizations, those heads of the organizations on the hot seat and ask them what they need to be asked?
I was listening to an interview the day before yesterday on a friend's show with a father from California, I believe, whose wife is about to castrate their son. And he's trying to stop it. And the passion in his voice is reflected in what you just said. How bad? When is the political leadership going to say the castration of healthy boys for ideological reasons or the sterilization of young girls is wrong?
Let me explain. That's, you're talking about Jeff Younger.
Yes.
Jeff Younger is now living in California, moved from Texas. His ex-wife, a pediatrician, has been so-called transitioning their son, one of twin boys, and this boy has been living as a girl, and now that he's 10 or 11 years old, she wants to arrange, you know, for him to go onto puberty blockers. Now, when you say castration, people are thinking of actual surgery, but what we're talking about here is chemical. Castration. Okay, because the puberty blockers are going to prevent the natural, organic process in this boy's system of the release of testosterone, which will masculinize all of his systems and will lead to him being able to produce mature sperm.
Turn him into a man.
Turn him into a man, exactly. And it may also, going through puberty, often solves the whole issue.
Yes, because the transformation or the identity confusion or the uncomfortableness is dealt with by arriving at that final destination naturally. We're talking to Miriam Grossman. The book is Lost in Translation. Please follow her right now at Miriam_Grossman. If you've had enough, if you want to return to normalcy, tell the world whose side you're on. Put the yard sign outside. Wear the T-shirt. It just says Trump 2024. It has the booking photograph from Atlanta. All your America First gear. All of my books available at SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president at DonaldJTrump.com.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
It's all about fighters, really. President Trump, Professor Lindsay, Dr. Grossman, Liz Truss. You, I hope. It's just about fighters. Fighters like Mike Lindell, a man who loves America, is friends with the president, loves the Bible, and therefore the left hates him. How about one beautiful thing you do today? Is you have his back. Support him. The big box companies have banned him. Why? Because he believes in America and loves the president. Don't buy Chinese garbage on Amazon. He's got hundreds of products on his website, Made in America, for you. Please support Mike. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get a better offer. And they have all kinds of things. I love the sheepskin lined slippers. My dogs love the MyPillow pet beds. Just treat yourself. Treat your loved ones. Treat your four-legged friends. Call in. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're back with Dr. Miriam Grossman, author of the essential work Lost in Translation. Dr. Grossman, two things we don't talk about. Even the, sadly, I think many have no idea this is going on, especially if you just listen to the legacy media. You think, oh, no, children having their breasts cut off, boys being castrated, that doesn't happen in America. We know it does. You've documented it. The WPATH file leaks have documented it. But even for those who know, there's this even darker aspect of it that isn't broadcast from the rooftops. That, A, the children who go through this, and the adults, but the children especially, are sterilized for life, will never have sexual pleasure because what is done to them in the transgender surgery, and also the inordinate proportion of autistic children who are targeted. Can you verify that for me?
Oh, yes, that's all correct. I mean, not every single individual is going to be infertile or sterilized, but many of them, especially if these treatments are started early,
yes,
before their bodies have a chance to produce mature eggs and sperm, then, yes, they may be, you know, have lifelong sterility,
which would make the Nazis of, you know, Mengele's ilk proud. that you're sterilizing healthy children.
It's an atrocity. It is an atrocity. And to remove the healthy breasts of young girls is also an atrocity, absolutely.
And then this idea that autistic children who have, you know, issues of being comfortable in general, relating to others, reading social cues, these are the children we should target for transgenderism?
Yeah, they are especially vulnerable. And families that do have a child who's on the autism spectrum, and you may not even realize it. So families do need to go and explore what that means to be on the autism spectrum, because sometimes they may just consider their child to be a little bit quirky and different, but actually they are on the spectrum. And why this is important, why these kids are so vulnerable to this social contagion, is that these are kids who, because of their autism, have trouble reading social cues, have trouble fitting in. You know, middle school and high school is all about fitting in with your peers.
So they don't think they're not fitting in anyway for other reasons. And then somebody sells them this bill of goods. You know why you're not fitting in? It's because you're in the wrong body.
That's right. And they say the solution to your anxiety and to feeling socially awkward and all of that is really to live as the opposite sex and to, you know, just try it out and see what it's like. And in the meantime, if they do that, they are just love bombed, you know, 24/7, which is something they've never experienced.
How brave you are.
Yes. We love you. You're so brave. You're so amazing to be your authentic self, to take this step. And anybody that doesn't celebrate you as this new identity is not a good person, yeah. Doesn't love you.
And if your parents don't accept it, then they are transphobic.
Correct.
And they don't love you.
Right. And your home may not be safe, they're told.
And the role of social media and all of this?
Well, of course, it's massive, the role of social media, because kids, and like I say to parents, you know, I have a whole appendix on the need to be in control of your child's social internet use, because if you don't do that, trust me, there's many people that are just waiting for your child to come online so that they can groom them and influence them.
As I can't remember who said this, apologies to the person who said this. I saw this on social media on a podcast a couple of weeks ago. The internet, social media, isn't giving you access to the world. It's giving the world access to you and to your child. If your child is on social media, everyone on the planet with an agenda, with a cult-like ideology, suddenly has access to your child. That's how you have to think about the internet, and that's how you have to think about things like TikTok. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The work is Lost in Translation. The website is MiriamGrossmanMD.com. Please follow her right now on Twitter, @Miriam_Grossman. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor works. It's real. It's liberating over 1 million Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. Please listen to her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out for yourself how these proven anti-inflammatories, resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s could be your solution. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Ask yourself one question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer is the pain, write the number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you kindly, Mr. President. Thank you so very, very much. This is America First, 3 one-on-ones back-to-back with amazing guests. You have a role to play as well. You don't need a national radio show or run for the presidency. Simply, if you have a cell phone, I think you probably have a cell phone, even if it's a flip phone. I have a friend of mine who has a flip phone. He hates smartphones. He's probably very wise. Don't fund the lunatics.
the people who are on the side of transgenderism or who fund Planned Parenthood to the tune of millions of dollars with the money you pay them. Yeah, the big cell phone companies are all left-wing. They're all woke. Don't fund those who hate your values with every call you make and every text you send. Switch today to the only conservative cell phone company in the nation. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee, free activation with my name. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, you get additional discounts as well. And, oh, by the way, they love America. They've donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Switch today. Join the good guys. You can keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. Just call them, 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka or 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. You are a woman of science. You are a medical practitioner, but I want to take you into my former realm. My first degree was in philosophy and theology, and try and get to the heart of this issue, which is really the denial of truth. The denial of what is patently obvious and demonstrable. There's been a kerfuffle at NPR over the last few days that one of their editors said, this is all groupthink here. You have to be left-wing to work here. You have to push the agenda of the left. That individual, Yuri Berliner, was suspended by the CEO of the National Public Radio, funded by us, and he has since resigned. His boss is Catherine Ma, who used to work for Wikipedia. Interestingly, not exactly a font of the truth. And here she is talking about, how you need to understand the concept of truth. Catherine Ma, who runs our state broadcaster NPR, Cut 9.
Hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
No surprise she's a fan of Wikipedia, which is a cesspit. If you're a conservative, look up a Wikipedia page about a fellow conservative and you'll see what I mean. But isn't it telling? Isn't this all part and parcel of the same ad? Don't be distracted. The truth, the search for the truth, Dr. Grossman, that's the problem.
Well, you know, as Dennis Prager likes to say, the truth doesn't matter to the left.
Yes.
The truth just doesn't matter. And the examples that I have from my field of this is, for example, we spoke about the Cass report coming out and how it just is a scathing, analysis of gender-affirming care. It doesn't work. We shouldn't be doing it. The kids need psychotherapy. Do you think that organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Psychological Association, et cetera, do you think that they have anything about this on their websites? Have they made any acknowledgement that this huge, groundbreaking report came out from England? Of course not.
Yeah.
So parents going to those websites for help, parents going to their pediatricians and therapists are not going to hear the truth.
So what is the answer then? We've seen the UK ban transgender interventions for minors. Is it legislation? Is it the states one by one, such as Florida? Is it more books like yours? How do we solve this? Let me put it thusly, because you're inside the profession. Can the medical profession be salvaged? Because what happened to the Hippocratic Oath? First, do no harm.
There are moments in which I would say no, and that we just need to create alternative organizations. that's not an easy thing to do.
You mean medical associations that actually believe in the truth, for example?
Correct. Because now there's so much groupthink and so much intimidation that even all of those pediatricians and psychologists and psychiatrists and social workers and everyone that doesn't, surgeons who are against all of this are intimidated. And they're not able to speak up, even if they are courageous enough to do so at the annual meetings of these organizations and in their journals, et cetera. They're not given the microphone. They're not given the opportunity to say, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
We are castrating children. Maybe there should be some debate over here.
I asked you in one of the breaks whether you have any friends in your profession. It was very telling. What was your response in front of our millions of listeners? What did you say?
I have many friends, but they're all hiding in their cars when they speak to me.
So they call you on their cell phones, not from their surgeries, not from their clinics, but hiding in their cars because they don't want any of their colleagues to know.
They don't want to risk being discovered. Yes.
Well, that's not good enough.
That's the level of intimidation. That's like the Soviet Union type of intimidation. And it's extremely scary. But parents need to understand that they have to get educated on their own. And they can't run with their child to the gender clinician. They can't go to the website of these organizations that are not going to provide them with the truth. That was one of the purposes of my book. To reach parents and to educate them so that they know what this is all about, not only parents who have a child who has distress about their sex, but any parent whose child might end up, or whose neighbor or niece or nephew, you have to understand what this is all about, and you have to protect your family.
It's about our families, the building block of our civilization, and protecting our children. We're talking to Dr. Miriam Grossman, author of the book Lost in Transnation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios with their latest product. I'm so excited about it, especially because it's brought rest to my wife, who usually goes to bed early and wakes up at 4 a.m., I'm not a morning person, but she's taken Relief Factor Sleep, and this is what Katie Gorka says about it. Say a word about Relief Factor Sleep, Katie.
Okay, I will say, if I don't take it, I'm up at 4. And I love that time with the dogs, but I'd rather be asleep in bed. So when I take Relief Factor, I actually sleep till 6, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, I am a much happier camper.
So am I. She woke up at 7 this morning. Relief Factor Sleep, it works. Find out for yourself. Order it at relieffactor.com/sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Feel refreshed, not drowsy in the morning. It's amazing. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com/sleep. 1-800, the number for relief.
Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies?
It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression. Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
Eric Idle in that clip from The Life of Brian. He's corpsing. He's about to crack up laughing, and he's just sitting there as the Palestinian jihadi, whatever, separatist who wants to have a baby being a man. That's when this stuff was funny. That's when it was a comedy. Now it is. It's the devil's work. It's targeting our children. It's obscene. And we need to prepare ourselves. We need to protect them. Your book, Lost in Translation, is dedicated to the parents who are struggling for the truth to protect their children. We've only got 2 minutes left. I want to ask you a very important question. You're like a voice in the wilderness. You're not calling somebody hidden from inside a car. You're out there publicly taking the slings and arrows. Why, Dr. Grossman?
This is so extreme, Dr. Gorka. This is so awful that I don't even feel I have a choice. You have to stand up against this evil. You have to stand up against the lies that are being fed to children and families. They're just simply lies. Male and female is established at conception. When the egg and the sperm unite, you have a new life.
Yeah.
That new life is either male or female. There's only two options, and that will never change. And to mislead kids and parents to think that, you know, there's that if that, that if emotionally a child might feel uncomfortable with their biology, and that those emotions should be honored and celebrated and biology be denied, is very, very dangerous. You can't deny biology without paying a price.
It's like trying to deny gravity or the need for humans to have oxygen. Both of those things are very dangerous. We cannot deny the truth. We salute you, millions across this nation, parents, brothers, sisters, grandparents, uncles, and aunts. We salute truth terrors, brave, brave warrior queens like Miriam Grossman. Follow her right now at Miriam_Grossman. The website is MiriamGrossmanMD.com. And the book, dedicated to parents across the world, is Lost in Transnation, A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of the Madness. From a brave man to a brave doctor, and now a brave female politician, I'm very excited about this one. She is the only third ever female to be Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. She's in the studio, and she's going to tell us why she loves President Trump and why we need him back. Liz Truss. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.